You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Nathan Redmond to score for Norwich in a Norwich win is 4-1 from 14-5 on the enhanced odds. Odion Ighalo to score in a Watford win is 7-1, having been 11-2. That's the enhancement there. Norwich need to win this game and they need Sunderland to lose to keep them in the hunt to stay in the Premier League. Four straight defeats though for Norwich. All of them have been defeats to nil as well. They're not playing very well at the moment and they've only won once at home in their last nine games. We were talking earlier on how Sunderland's home form is keeping them in it. Norwich's home form is non-existent. They take on a Watford side who have nothing to play for. They're very safe. They've had a good season. Is that dangerous in terms of they've got a bit of freedom to do what they want?
Yeah.
Or does it mean that they've got nothing on this game and Norwich need it more?
Yeah, well, Norwich do need it more, obviously, but that's reflected wholeheartedly in the prices, isn't it? I mean, again, these prices are mad. 4-5 Norwich. Who would back Norwich at 4-5 to win a game in the Premier League given their recent run? I don't think anyone would. I'd be very surprised if they went off at 4-5. I think they will drift Norwich. I'm not sure Sunderland will drift. I think Norwich definitely will. And 4-5 is bordering on madness. As you mentioned, they've been in poor form at home. You went through that home form, winning just one of their last eight at Carrow Road. And Watford have got a good record travelling to Carrow Road as well, which is something else you can throw into the mix. They've won four of their last six road trips to Carrow Road, lost the other two. But both these sides have had trouble scoring goals. Yeah. And that's what's going to consign Norwich City into the Championship next season. I mention this on almost every podcast we record on The Punt, but Diamercy, Mbakani and Nathan Redmond are the team's top goal scorers and they've only got five apiece. Whereas you look at a team like Sunderland and they've had Jermaine Defoe who's got into double digits.
Yeah.
You need that if you're going to stay in the Premier League. And Watford, fortunately, got that incredible run out of Odion Ighalo and Troy Deeney early on in the season. Ighalo has failed to score now in 12 Premier League matches.
Yeah.
But prior to that, he'd got 14 in 23. So his early goals, along with Troy Deeney's contribution, he's into double figures, have seen Watford into a position of safety in the Premier League, whereas Norwich cannot score. They've gone four without scoring, as you mentioned, and some of the teams they've been beaten by are teams you would expect them to at least have a sniff against. Crystal Palace got beat 1-0 away there when Crystal Palace were at their lowest ebb. Beaten 3-0 at home against Sunderland, which was a catastrophic result as far as the relegation battle is concerned. And they've actually failed to find the back of the net in a league-high 10 Premier League games in 2016. And that's more games than Watford and Aston Villa. They've only failed to score in 9 league games in the calendar year. Under 2.5 goals looks obvious here, doesn't it? But
yeah.
I think it's a worthwhile bet, 8-11. And you've got to be pro-Watford. Watford are 4-1 to win this game. I'll be having a double on the two outsiders, Watford and Everton, on Wednesday night. Watford 4-1 to win this game, which brings up the other markets. Watford plus 1 is 19-20, just a shade of odds on. You're getting two results, and you don't have to think or contemplate backing Norwich at 4-5 with those two results. And Watford draw no bet is 9-4. Pro-Watford all the way for me in this match.
I agree. If you're Alex Neil, you must be, I was going to say pulling your hair out, but he doesn't have much hair. They beat Newcastle in that 3-2 game, end-to-end stuff, fantastic game. Oh, we've got a chance of staying up.
Yeah.
They don't score a goal after that for the rest of the season, nearly. And
you've got to feel sorry for Alex Neil, but I wonder whether his lack of experience in the top flight has been costly in the end, because I'm not saying that's the sole reason. They've not got the players in that squad either at Norwich, but Newcastle have had a fight back, haven't they, with since Rafa Benitez has come in. Sam Allardyce has an incredible amount of experience in saving clubs from relegation.
Yeah.
Alex Neil's in a dogfight for the first time here, and I think he's just been found out slightly. His team have been found out slightly, whereas Sunderland and Newcastle to a lesser extent. Sunderland with that incredible goal scoring run from Jermaine Defoe have managed to almost secure their survival. And Newcastle, with a guy with a wealth of experience in Rafa Benitez, have made a good fist of it as well, but look like they're going to come up just a little bit short. Alex Neil hasn't got that experience, and I think that's proved costly in the end.
Yeah. I'm just tempted by Watford to win to nil, because that's what they were doing earlier on in the season when they were picking up points.
Yeah.
We've just mentioned how bereft of goals Norwich are. It's 6-1, which is a tempting old price.
It is.
My slight concern will be that Norwich have to just throw absolutely everything at this game.
I just wonder whether it's big enough to justify when they are 4-1 to win the game. That couple of points boost in price, is that justified? But I understand what you're saying, because there's not masses of goals in this Watford team at the moment either. So if they are to win, maybe it's got to be 1 or 2 nil.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.